I want to talk a little about the Rambam's concept of Hilchos Tshuva. And I think the first thing to note is that the Rambam has a Hilchos Tshuva. Why is that interesting? That the Rambam counts Tshuva as a mitzvah, which we'll discuss a little bit later, whether Tshuva is a mitzvah or Vidur is a mitzvah. The Rambam counts in Sefer Mitzvah. Hishet Tzivanu, the Svados, Halachatayim, Vavonos, Shechatanu l'fnei akel yisale v'zoha vidui. So he talks in the Sefer Mitzvah, he talks in the Mitzvah to say vidui. In Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, kol mitzvot shem Torah bein asei bein lo ta'asei im avar adam al ezmehem bein bezaldom bein mishkaga k'sheyase tshuva v'yashuv mecheto chayav l'svados l'fnei akel baruch hu. Okay, so the Rambam talks about the Mitzvah of vidui, and there are those achron that claim that there is no mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah is one of vidui. In other words, the mitzvah of tshuva is not a mitzvah per se. It's a result of other mitzvahs. If one stole something, one has to return it, not because it's the mitzvah of tshuva, but because there's a din of Heshiva Sadzal Shagazal. If one is wearing shatnez, one has to take it off because there's an isra of wearing shatnez. Basically, the mitzvahs themselves determine that you're not allowed to continue doing averos. If there's an aver, you have to stop. If there's a mitzvah you didn't do, you have to start doing it. In other words, according to many achronim, there is no mitzvah of tshuva per se, but rather the mitzvah is when you do tshuva because of all the other mitzvahs that exist. So when you stop doing the gzela, you have to say vidui. If you want to get repentance, you have to say vidui. So there are those that claim that according to Rambam, there is no mitzvah per se of tshuva, and the mitzvah is one of vidui. Rav Soloveitchik argued with that assumption, and he basically brought a proof from the Rambam, not a proof, but that's how he read the Rambam, in his Hakdamah Tilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam writes, source number 3, Mitzvah Saseh Achas V'hu Sheyashuv HaChote Mecheto L'fnei Hashem V'yisvadeh. So here the Rambam writes explicitly that the mitzvah is tshuva, and not only vidui, but the mitzvah is tshuva. It's found in Ala Tshuva in a section called Kochos Shel Vidui, and basically his claim is that the Rambam, in his Yad HaChazaka, when he talks in halachas, what you're supposed to do, he talks about the concrete act, the Maisa HaMitzvah. But in the Hakdama, he refers to the essence of the mitzvah, what the mitzvah actually is. So if you talk about the Maisa HaMitzvah, what you're actually supposed to doing, Tshuva is a state of mind. It's what you're supposed to be thinking about and what you're supposed to take upon yourself. But the Maisa Mitzvah, the concrete Maisa Mitzvah, that's actually saying certain words. Saying those words is Vidui. And therefore, when the Rambam in his Halacha talks about what the Mitzvah is, he refers to Vidui. But in his Hakdama, when he's talking about the essence of the Mitzvah, he refers to Tshuva. Okay, I'm going to assume that the Rav is right. Okay, I hope you're willing to accept that assumption. Because without that, I won't be able to explain why the Rambam, and this is what I want to do, why the Rambam established Hilchos Tshuva. In other words, the fact that their Tshuva is counted as a mitzvah, or Vidui is counted as a mitzvah, okay, so the mitzvah of Torah is Fadu, Eschatasim Asherchatu. Okay, fine. It's a mitzvah. Does the Rambam count every mitzvah as a separate set of halachas? There's a mitzvah of Shira. Are there Hilchos Shira in the Rambam? Halal is found in the middle of Hilchos Chanukah. Shira in the Mikdash is found in maybe in Tridim Musafir. In other words, the fact that something is a mitzvah doesn't mean that it warrants a separate set of halachas. There are a lot of halachas that have to do with Hallel, but nevertheless it's found within the context of another mitzvah. In other words, the fact that something is considered a mitzvah does not necessarily warrant that it should be a separate set of halachas. If we would think about it, where would we place Hilchos Tshuva? If there wouldn't be a separate set of halachas called Hilchos Tshuva, where would we place Hilchos Tshuva? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur might be a good place. I'd put in Yom Kippur, but okay. Fine. Right, but nevertheless, Yom Kippur, Yom Tshuva Hilakol, the Rambam says, and therefore there is, you know, it would make sense to put it there.
By judgment?
Maybe Hilchos Sanhedrin, before it talks about Onesh. Maybe in Hilchos Shkagos, where it talks about bringing a Korban Chatas, where this Fadwas Chatas is found by a Korban Chatas. maybe in Hilchos Tanios, because Hilchos Tanios, the Rambam talks about the fact that when something bad happens, you have to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to do tshuva. So there could be a number of different places where we replace it, but the Rambam decided, no, I'm going to separate a separate set of halachos, and I'm going to call them Hilchos Tshuva. Okay? And within that context, Rambam sticks in a lot of other things as well. For instance, he sticks in Bechira Chavshis, and he sticks in Avas Hashem, and he sticks in Schar Va'onesh. He sticks in a lot of things in Hilchos Tshuva. In other words, it's not that the laws of Tshuva per se fill up all of Hilchos Tshuva. So, but the Rambam nevertheless felt that it was important to establish Hilchos Tshuva. And that's something that I'd like to discuss. And the Rambam... The interesting in the Rambam is not only that he counts Hilchos Tshuva as a separate set of halachas, but where did he place Hilchos Tshuva? In what sefer? The Yad HaChazakah is Yud Dalid Yad, 14 different Sfarim. In which sefer did he place Hilchos Tshuva? What? In Sefer Amada. In Sefer Amada. Okay? The Rambam explains why he placed it in Sefer Amada. Take a look at source number 4. Sefer HaRishon Echlo Bo Kol HaMitzol Shehen Ikar Das Moshe Rabbeinu V'tzorach Adam Leida Olsam Tchilas HaKol Kigon Yichur Hashem Baruch Hu Yisra Vorazara V'karas Yishem Sefer Zeh Sefer Amada. I'm going to put in Hechos Mada all things which are Ikri Hadas, things which are Ikari. Right, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, the Yisra Vorazara, Talmud Torah, all those wonderful things are going to be in Sefer Amada. Now that means basically if he places Hilchos Tshuva there, that that's also one of Ikrei Hadas. Take a look at again the Akedama in source number 3. Hechos Tshuva, Mitzvah Saseachas, Vusha Yashuv Hachote Mechetel Lifnei Hashem, Visvade, Ubir Mitzvah Zo, Vikarim Hanigrarim Ima, Biglala, Biprakim E. So I'm going this mitzvah and the Ikarim Hanigrarim Ima. So when the Rambam talks about Ikarim, and he's talking about Sefer Mada, Ikarim means something very, very specific. It means things which are Ikre Hadas. Now, I'd like to know what exactly are the Ikarim that the Rambam is referring to, or what's really the primary Ikar. There's a very interesting section in Mor Nevuchim, in source number 5, where he discusses, he's planning out his Yad HaChazakah, and he says, this is how I'm going to divide the Sefer. Ra'isi l'chalik ha-mitzos kulam the fi zosa kavana el yud dalad klalin. Right? So the Rambam is writing and explaining, this is how I plan on doing things. This is how I'm going to divide mitzvos. It's going to be broken into 14. Haklal harishon, and klal harishon is going to become eventually what sefer? Sefer Amada. Haklal harishon, kolel hamitzvos asherhem deos shorshios. If also one takes a look at sefer mitzvos, how sefer mitzvos is broken up, sefer mitzvos was a precursor to the Yad HaChazakah. What you have at the beginning of Sefer Mitzvos are Mitzvos that deal with Emunah. So what am I going to put? What's going to be the Klal HaRishon? Kol HaMitzvos Asher Heim Deos Sharshios. Okay, he doesn't say Ikarim because we're dealing with the translation of the Aramaic, right? But basically it's the same thing. Things which are Ikarim. Deos Sharshios. V'heim Asher Sfarnum Vilchos Yisori HaTorah U'min HaKlal Ze'od HaTshuva Hatanios Kmosha Avayer. It's interesting that the Rambam in his original plan was going to put Hilchos Tanis in Sefer Amada, apparently, which is something interesting, but that's for a different shir. Velo Yamer Benesina Sadeos Hamitios, Vamot Moilot Kemunas HaTorah, Mato Alta Kmosha Viarnu. Okay, and you're not going to ask what's the purpose. These are things which are basic. These are things which are, which you can't move without accepting these basic principles. Tshuva is also one of these things which is basic. It's something. It's a de'a which you cannot survive without. You cannot religiously survive without. She'i efshar l'shum adam she'lo yechtav yifshar. Why is tshuva so basic? Because it's impossible that somebody will not fail. That's what I talked about last week. Human condition, frailty, every man will fail. Im she'yisakel b'da'at she'yivchareyu, either will have bad, you know, ideas, o mida, or have a bad mida, v'hu b'lti nivcheret be'emet, o l'tigbor tava, o kas, or because of passion, or because of anger, v'lu ya'amina adam, if man would think, shelo yuchal takein zeham uvat la'olam, that it's impossible to make reparations, haya matmir al ta'uto, he would continue and deteriorate. The efshar shehu mosif b'meryo achar shalo nishara lo tachbula. And he, things can get worse since he realizes that he can never repair what he did. Ach im emunat ha-tshuva yitakein v'yashulatov shebinyanim yotev shalem v'masha yakorim sheyachta. V'ze rabu amasim ha-mekayim ze'adat ha-emet ha-mu'il ma'od ותצרו לב הווידויים, הכוונות, השקגות, וכן על קצת הזדונות והתעניות, ועניין הכולל לתשובה מכל חטא לעשו ממנו, זאת היא תכלית זה הדעת, ואין כולם תואתם מבוארת. So he explains that had it not been for tshuva, tshuva we couldn't live without, we couldn't survive without, because if man could not believe that he can somehow repair what he did, then he would deteriorate. Now, what is the Rambam referring to? Why should man deteriorate because he can't repair? There's a Gemara in Brachos that says, what happens if somebody ate something and didn't make a bracha? What should he do? He's in the middle of eating. What should he do? So Gemara says, I don't understand. Make a bracha now. Misha achal shum v'recho nodev, yochal shum v'yarecho nodev. If somebody ate garlic and has bad breath, so you should eat more garlic and have worse breath, what you should do now is make a bracha. You didn't make a bracha. You want to continue eating, make a bracha now. So that's what the Gemara says. And the question is, why shouldn't you say the same thing? Okay, I can't repair things, but why should I make things worse? I did something bad, so now let me do something good. Why does the Rambam think that if there wouldn't be tshuva, that that would lead to deterioration? And the obvious answer is, it might be something psychological. If somebody can't clean the slate, and feels that he can never get back to where he was, psychologically that might bring him down. Correct? We accept that? We're fine? Good? Okay. The Rambam wasn't a psychologist. The Rambam was a philosopher. I don't think the Rambam is forwarding a psychological argument, although perhaps he is. I think the Rambam is referring to something else. When the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva uses the word ikar, he uses it in a very, very specific sense. Take a look at source number 6. Rishus lechol adam netuna. Im ratza lahatot atzmo lederech tova v'liot tzadik harishut biyado. V'im ratza lahatot atzmo lederech ra'a v'liot rasha harishut biyado. V'dav hazeh ikar gadol hu v'hu amud ha-torah v'mitzvot. Okay, so what is the ikar gadol that he's referring to in Hilchos Tshuva? So he says, and I'm going to talk about tshuva and the ikarim that that are part of that. What is he referred to as being the ikar gadol? Bechira chafshis. Correct? V'lo b'nei kabbalat ha-dat b'lvad. It's not only because we have some religious kabbalah, some tradition that there's bechira chafshis. Ela b'rayot b'rob b'divrei ha-chokhma. U'bnei zeh ne'emar b'nevuot shedanim et ha-adam ha-masav kefi masav im tov v'im ra. V'zehu ha-ikar shekol divrei ha-nevuot tluyim ba. This Bechira Chafshis is the Ikar, again referring to that word Ikar, that all Devrei HaNevuah are dependent upon. Because if there wouldn't be a possibility of tshuva, there would be no point whatsoever in the Nevi'im coming and reprimanding the people. Okay, so that's in Perek Hei, where the Ram talks about Bechira Chafshis and the Ikar HaGadol, Bechira Chafshis. Then in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, Psukim harbe yesh b'Torah v'divrei Nevi'im sheim nirim kisotrim ikar ze. There are many psukim that seem to contradict this ikar. Right, and it brings psukim about paro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Yachbez Paro, that he brings Tzukim, that in the future this is what's going to happen to Am Yisrael, and this Vezana Achreel Kamacharim, Tzukim in Shiras Hazinu, and Tzukim in the end of the end of Vayelech, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, this is what's going to happen in the future to the people. So it seems like you have no choice, and this is going to happen, and eventually it will happen. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, that Geri Azaracha bears to Lehem of Amshabah, would be in all time. So, where did the Mitzvim have Bechir Chavshis? It was already a prophecy given to Avraham Avinu that the Mitzvim would enslave the Jewish people. So, the Rambam in Perek Vav deals with explaining those psukim that seem to contradict this Ikar. So, when the Rambam in his Agdama relates to Tshuva, Hilchos Tshuva, Sheyoshva Achotim Echeto, the ikar, which is first and foremost in my mind, is the ikar of Bechira Chavshis. And I think what the Rambam is dealing with, or is attacking, is a philosophy that man can change, a philosophy which is fatalistic. That man is who he is. He's affected by all kinds of outside forces. And he does what he does in a causal way. There are all kinds of things that affect him. Whether it be genetic factors, whether it be the way he was brought up and his sviva, his upbringing, whether it be his mother, his father, the relation between them, the relation with the family, neighbors, the context that he grew up in. There are many factors. There are multiple factors that affect each given human being. And is a person simply the result of those factors? Or does a human being have the ability to rise above it and to decide where he wants to go? That's a basic question. When the Rambam in the Morne Vuchim says that this is a basic principle, that without it, man would simply go ahead and continue to deteriorate and would never be able to pick himself up. I don't believe that the Rambam is referring to something, some psychological pressure. But I think the Rambam is referring to the belief of whether or not man can change himself. Whether man can recreate himself. Whether man has a reset button that he can press and he can decide that he's going to travel in a different path. If man doesn't have faith in himself, and if a man is on a stream and the stream is heading down the river, then he'll continue to float down the river. He has no ability to turn around and to begin to try to fight an uphill battle against the current. He's a function of who he is. He's an object who's affected by all kinds of outside factors. The current is taking him down. That's where he's going to go. If you don't believe in tshuva means, if you don't believe in Bechira Chavshis, then there can be no hope for man. That's the thing what the Rambam's referring to. And when the Rambam places Hilchos Tshuva in Sefer Amada, you know, I would call Hilchos Tshuva Hilchos Bechira Chavshis. Because tshuva is the mitzvah that captures Bechir Chavshis in the most profound way. Because every mitzvah is assuming Bechir Chavshis. The entire Torah assumes Bechir Chavshis because there can be no schar v'onesh unless there's Bechir Chavshis. So if you're to choose to do a mitzvah, that's Bechir Chavshis. If you don't do a mitzvah, that's Bechir Chavshis. If you do an avera, everything is Bechir Chavshis. But the most, I think, acute expression of Bechira Chavshis is to be able to turn about this, to be able to change the path of your life. If tomorrow morning you wake up and you go to morning Seder, you're a Mekayim mitzvah, a wonderful mitzvah. But that's not a sharper expression of Bechira Chavshis as somebody who is in a different state, who is on a downward current, and is able to pick himself up and get out of the water and walk the other direction. The fact that you'll wake up for Seder tomorrow morning wake up for minyan tomorrow morning, okay? It's because you're in yeshiva, and that's what you're supposed to do, and hopefully that's what everybody's going to do. It's not a great heroic act. That's the environment. And it's a wonderful thing to be in that environment and to have the opportunity to do such wonderful things and not to have to struggle with yourself in a heroic way every step of the way. But can we really say we did this wonderful act of Bechir HaChavshitz when we did what everybody else is doing and what we should be doing and what the whole environment pushes us to do? Is that something that we can just pat ourselves on the back and say, you know what, I was really great today, I woke up for a minyan? When we start slichos, it'll be harder, then you can pat yourself on the back. But in the meantime, you know, that's what's expected of you. So where do we have a mitzvah that really captures in a profound way that idea of Bechir HaChavshitz, if not tshuva? So you have Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, you have Hilchos Talmud Torah, and you have Hilchos Bechir HaChavshitz. And the Rambam calls Hilchos Bechir HaChavshitz, there is no mitzvah of Bechir HaChavshitz. I mean, the mitzvah doesn't exist. Right? So the Rambam calls Hilchos Bechir HaChavshitz Hilchos tshuva. But the Ikar Gadol of Hilchos Tshuva is that it's based and premised upon the idea of Bechir HaChavshitz. And that's what the Rambam writes. Once we've established this idea, once we've established that there is Bechir HaChavshitz, that we're Shisl Chal Adam Nesuna, we can decide what we're going to do. It's in our hands. Who we are, what we do, it's in our hands. Therefore, if we did something bad, it's in our hands to turn about face and to do tshuva. The idea of tshuva is premised upon that idea. The mitzvah of tshuva is premised upon the idea of Bechir HaChavshitz. And therefore we find that the Rambam very, very much stresses the idea of Bechir HaChavshitz, or the idea that ability of tshuva as being something which man has the ability to do in places that I would say are surprising. Take a look at source number 9. Midarkei tshuva lios hashav tzoik tamid lifnei Hashem v'bechi v'tachanunim o tzedaka kifi kocho u'misrach ekabei min hadavar shechata bo u'mishana shmo kolomar ani acher v'ein li oto ha'ish shasa otam ma'asim. Because tshuva and Bechir HaChavshitz go so far as including not only the ability to change your acts, but the actual ability to change who you are, to change your very essence, to change your identity. Tshuva is not only, you know, yesterday I made this mistake and now I'm not going to do it again. To change your very identity, the very essence of who you are, you have the ability even to do that. So the Rambam, again, takes tshuva very, very far, as referring not only to actions, but referring to character traits, and referring to basic identity. The Rambam, in Perek Dal, Halacha Vav, he lists, Kol Eilu Advarim Uchyotzim Af Al Pishe Ma'akvim Satshuva. He counts tons of people that are things that are ma'akvim Satshuva, that prevent one from doing tshuva. And the Rambam says, even though they prevent you from doing tshuva, Ein monim osa ela im asa adam tshuva mehen harei ze bal tshuva v'yesh lo chelek lom haba. These are things that make it harder. But if you do tshuva, even these people can do tshuva. Whereas the Rambam finds tshuva as being something universal. And even places where the Gemara says, this your ability to tshuva is being taken away from you, nevertheless the Rambam feels obligated to say, nevertheless, if you do tshuva, it works. And there's only really one exception, and that's people that did something, things that are so terrible that the ability of tshuva is taken away from them. Like Vayachbed Hashem Eslev Paro, it wouldn't have bothered me, I think, philosophically or ethically, if tshuva would have been taken away from Hitler. the ability to do tshuva and take away from your Torah. It wouldn't bother me. Because he did things that were so monstrous that the ability of such a person to do tshuva that had ability to do tshuva before he did things that were so monstrous, and he didn't take advantage of them, therefore he no longer has that ability or that opportunity. It's a given. It's a given. It's a given, but it can be taken away.
Why can't it be taken away if it's a pillar of what everything is based on?
Right. But it can be taken away. There could be certain situations where somebody is, that is taken away. In other words, the fact that it's a given doesn't mean that I can't destroy the opportunity of you to use those abilities which a normal human being has.
Why couldn't we just assume that?
I mean, it's not, you know, we don't have to continue arguing that, but it's not, I don't think you're right. I don't think the Rambam thought you were right. But again, that's what the Rambam is dealing with. In other words, he has a problem. Had it not been a given, he would have a problem. He wouldn't have a problem. He has a problem because it is a given. But nevertheless, he feels that as an onish, as a punishment, you could be in a situation where part of your humanity is taken from you. Why can't that be? I don't see a problem with that, and not ethically, and not philosophically. Okay. But all the other things which are ma'akev is a tshuva, and the Rambam says these are ma'akev is a tshuva, they're detrimental. Ma'akev actually is strong there. It prevents tshuva. And the Rambam says, but nevertheless, if you did tshuva, it works. Really nothing stands in the way of tshuva if you really do tshuva. Okay. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Beis writes, "Umaya tshuva, v'usha yashuv hachote cheto, v'yasiru v'achshavto, v'yigmar belibo shelo yaseu od, ad she nomar yazov ashadarko." Right, what is tshuva? He leaves the chet, he takes it away from his mind, all ideas of the chet, thinking about the chet. He makes a concrete decision, he will never go back and do it again. And he also must do, you know, have the word?
Regret.
Regret for the past. Thank you very much. Regret for the past. Shneemar ki achrei shuv nichamti v'yair alav yodea ta'alumot shelo yashuv lezeh achet la'olam shneemar v'lo namar od Elokeinu Masiyadein. And here's an interesting phrase. V'yayir alav yodea ta'olumot shelo yashuv lezeh achet la'olam. What does that mean? There are two explanations for this. Yayir alav yodea ta'olumot shelo yashuv lezeh achet la'olam. One explanation is that God will bear witness that this person will never do this great again. This is a real bona fide tshuva. God bears witness that this person will never do this great again. The Lechem Mishnah did not accept that explanation for a basic reason. Why? Why didn't he accept that explanation? What? And therefore? Because that would be taking away man's Bechir HaChavshes. Right? Bechir HaChavshes is not only to do good, Bechir HaChavshes is also to do evil. So Lechem Mishnah says, V'im tomar eich HaKadosh Baruch Hu yair alav kach b'yadol? Does man not have free will? Amru lo yamin. This is an explanation. Right. What is Moshe Rabbeinu saying in the beginning of Hazinu? Hazina Shamayim Vadabir of Tishma Ha'aretz Mefi. I'll be made upon myself Shamayim Va'aretz. It was, God is my witness that I will never return to this chet again. It's not that God bears witness, but the man who is so honest about his tshuva calls upon God to be his witness that he plans never to do this chet again. Because at this point, at the point of tshuva, it has to be an authentic tshuva. So authentic that you can ask God to be your witness that you will never do it again. In other words, what it is an expression of man's decision, not an expression of objective knowledge of the future. We don't know what will happen in the future. But how, you know, the tshuva has to be something which is so absolute and so authentic and so honest that in its extreme expression, man is able to call upon God to be a witness. God is my witness that I will never do this chet again. It was his Kabbalah ala asid that he takes upon himself is so honest that he can call upon God to bear witness that he will never do this chet again. Okay, I would imagine that any of us who've done tshuva will realize that this is a very, very high madrega. But it's not coming to undermine Bechira Chafshis, but it's coming to be an expression of how profound the individual tshuva is. That it doesn't only affect the present, but tshuva has to be not only that right now I'm not doing a chait, tshuva has to be that I never plan on returning and reverting to that chait as well. Okay, I want to conclude with the Machlokas in Sanhedrin and the Rambam's psak about that Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tanya Idach, is a Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael Osin Shuva Nigalim, Shneemar Shuvu Banim Shovavim Erpam Yishvotechem. If Yisrael does Shuva, they will be redeemed. Amar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua, Halot Faneemar, Chinam Nimkartem Lom Kesef Tigalu, Chinam Nimkartem Bavarazar Vlom Kesef Tigalu, Lom Shuva Masim Tovim. You will be redeemed without tshuva, without masim tovim. Chiram nim kartim lo b'kesef tigalu. In other words, the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the geula in the future, the geula asida, the eventual geula, the eventual redemption, is predicated upon Am Yisrael doing tshuva. What we're doing now is we're moving from the individual and the chir chashus of the individual, and we're moving on to national redemption and the question of whether it's predicated upon national tshuva, yes or no. So, I mean, if one takes a look at Sukkim in Shir Sazinu, Rabbi Yeshua would seem to be right. I'm not going to go into analysis of Sukkim right now. In Hazinu, there are Sukkim also in Yecheskel. When one takes a look in all other sections, in the Tochacha in Kisavo, in the Tochacha in B'chu Kosai, so when it talks about the terrible calamities, there's also always mention of Vidui Tshuva. But in Hazino, it doesn't appear. There is no mention of Tshuva whatsoever, and it simply goes straight from, question exactly at what point, but it goes straight from the Onesh to the fact that I will. One second. Ki karov yom edam, ki adin Hashem amo v'alavdavin acham, ki yir'eh ki azlat yad ve'efes atzua v'azuv. So I see that there's no point. You're in a terrible state, and therefore I'm going to come and save you. I mean, I don't want to go right now and discuss the Shirat Hazinu or Yefeska, but nevertheless, there are psukim that seem to indicate that there will be a geula and not predicated upon tshuva. So this is machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. The Rambam paskin pegzayin alachehei kol vin kulam tivu al tshuva. The Ein Yisrael Negalim Ela B'Tshuva, Ukvar Avticha Torah Shesof Yisrael La'asot Tshuva, b'sof galutan umiyad him negalim. There's a Rambam passing like Rav Lezer that ein yisrael negalim el b'tshuva shuv ranim shorvim, that the geula, the redemption in the future, and is predicated upon tshuva, nationalistic tshuva. And then, because all tshuva is based on mechira chafshi, so how do we know the geula is going to come? So the Rambam adds, don't worry, because we have haftacha in the Torah that eventually Am Yisrael will do tshuva. So there's a haftacha. But I think that the Rambam's psak that he insisted on passing like Rabbi Lezer as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua is again because of the way he viewed tshuva, that tshuva was not simply a technicality, but tshuva is an expression of bechira chashis. And Bechira Chavshis is basic to all of Yadus. And therefore, when the Ram discussed the eventual redemption, the goal in which all of history and all of Am Yisrael and the entire world is looking forward to and moving forward and trying to attain, it was unthinkable in the Rambam's eyes that should occur without the act of Bechira Chavshis, without the act of Tshuva. And therefore, also this idea of geula, the Einisel Negalim Elba Tshuva, it's also found here in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. But simply to wrap up, the way I understand the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, and the reason that he set aside a set of halachas and he called them Hilchos Tshuva, and the reason that he placed them in Sefer Amada, is because Hilchos Tshuva is really Hilchos Bechira Chavshis. And Bechira Chavshis in the Rambam is one of the basic principles, Bechal, according to most medieval philosophers, probably all, it's basic. And the idea of Bechira Chavshis is basic to all understanding of Schar Va'onesh, all understanding of the Torah, all understanding of Nevi'im, and all understanding of what the essence of man is. That man has the ability to change himself, that man has the ability to press the reset button, that no matter where man has the ability to get up and to move in a different direction. That ability for man, that ability at the national level for Am Yisrael, that's what it's all about. And therefore the Rambam in Sefer Amada, at the end of Sefer Amada, took a section and he called it Hilchos Tshuva, which includes tshuva and all the ikarim which are based on tshuva, which first and foremost is Bechira Chavshis. And because this was so central in the philosophy of the Rambam, that's why the Rambam decided that he was going to have a separate section that he entitled Hilchos Tshuva. I don't know how to turn these things off, so you don't have to take care of that.